We walked slowly across the field. There was some kind of crops being grown in between the trees. Half of it now burned out or uprooted by the shelling. As we got near the first platoon, the smell from the phosphorus grew stronger. They were loading the guys onto the medevac choppers. Medics were running from guy to guy. "Look in the bushes," a captain was shouting. We looked for wounded. They were all over the place. The medics were so busy they were just tagging guys. The ones they thought they could save, they worked on. The others, they marked their wounds down. One kid, the angry stain of blood on his t-shirt growing with every breath, watched calmly as the medic wrote up the tag. The medic tied it to his lapel and patted the kid's shoulder. When the medic left, the kid tried to read the tag without taking it off. If there were time, if the medic had finished with the ones he was fairly sure he could save, he would come back to the kid to see what he could do. I kept looking for other wounded. These were our people. The first chopper was moving out already. They were so quick. One guy had a plasma bottle strapped to his helmet. He was going through his pockets looking for matches to light his cigarette. He found them, but they were soaked through with his own blood. Scotty lit his cigarette. A sergeant was crying. He was sitting by himself, his rifle cradled in his arms, crying softly. Nobody was talking. There was nothing to say. More medevacs came in and took away the rest of First Platoon. The last one took the body bags. There had to be at least 15. We went back to the LZ an hour later. They had brought in the standby platoon to replace us. A Spec 4 from the first platoon had wandered away from the company and was riding with us. He was a young kid, really good looking. He had burns on his arms and face. Both eyebrows were gone, but he was still good looking. He looked so young. "Where are you from?" I asked. "Charlie Company, sir," he said. I started to tell him that I wasn't an officer, but it didn't matter. As soon as we landed, I was told to go back to my company. Scotty said that it was nice meeting me.